13 at table. The vine leaf, the thyrsus with a pine cone on top, a chariot drawn by leopards or other exotic beasts, depraved attendants sporting roaring erections, jars flowing with wine. The Dionysiac idea added much to the world. The importance of this new god was such that he simply had to be welcomed into Olympus. But there was already a full complement of 12 gods in residence, and 13 was, even then, looked on as an unlucky number. The gods scratched their chins and wondered what could be done. They wanted Dionysus. The truth was, they liked him and the festive energy he brought to every gathering. And more than anything, they liked the idea of wine being added to nectar instead of fermented honey and plain fruit juice. "This comes at a perfect time," said Hestia, rising to her feet. "I feel more and more that I'm needed down in the world to help people and their families, and to be present in the temples that celebrate the virtues of hearth, home, and hallway. Let young Bacchus take my place." There was an unconvincing murmur of protestation as Hestia stepped down, but she was insistent, and the exchange was made to the delight of all the gods, save one. Hera regarded Dionysus as Zeus's grossest insult to her. Apollo, Artemis, and Athena were shameful enough as illegitimate additions to the dodecatheon, but that a bastard, half-human god should be admitted to heaven offended her to the core. She vowed always to abstain from Dionysus's poison drink, and personally to shun the carousals with which he wrecked the peace and decorum of heaven. When Aphrodite gave birth to a son by Dionysus, Hera cursed the baby, whose name was Priapus, with ugliness and impotence, and had it cast down from Olympus. Priapus became the god of male genitalia and phalluses. He was especially prized by the Romans as the minor deity of the major boner. But deflation and disappointment were his fate. He went about in a constant state of excitement, which, on account of Hera's curse, always failed him when he tried to do anything about it. This chronic and embarrassing problem made it natural that he should be forever associated with alcohol, his father's gift to the world that ever provokes the desire but takes away the performance. Nonetheless, whether Hera liked it or not, Dionysus the twice-born, the only god to have a mortal human parent, rose to take his place now as a full member of the finally fixed Olympian 12.